Quincy.
HD3 Detroit.
KJAQ.
HD3 Seattle.
WBMX.
HD3 Boston. AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
Good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul with Nancy Rita from UniversalSky.com.
Hello.
And Lori Huser from Intuitive Soul. And yeah, we got Nancy here. Yay!
It's been a while.
I've been like, I was having you like every week, and like I went through withdrawal, Nancy.
Yeah, so did I, actually.
So we are going to talk a little bit about yesterday, which was the big Venus transit that everybody made such a big deal about.
Yeah, huge media on that one.
Boy, eh?
Yeah, and like Venus conjuncts the sun on a pretty regular basis. So
just not in front of it.
Just not in front of it. It usually goes behind.
So we don't see it. Right. And because that would make sense.
Yeah.
But it is a big deal, I guess.
Well, it has a different energy associated to it. Because it's allowing us to tap into, like, that whole visual, that ability to see it, allows us to tap into the conscious influence of Venus and how it operates through what the sun rules in our lives. Okay? So typically in astrology, the sun rules our personality. Okay? But it also rules the heart chakra. The sun does, yes. Okay. It is the heart chakra. So if the sun is the center of our universe and our planetary universe with the bodies, the heart is the center of the body, the physical body. So it's like a mirror, and it's kind of like, so it's connected to the heart and the heart chakra. And, you know, with the law of attraction out there and everybody utilizing the law of attraction, the attraction factor is actually Venus. So here, Venus has traveled in front of the sun. It's aligning with our heart energy. And it's asking us to be very consciously aware of what's happening at the heart. And that maybe sometimes what we think we desire to attract can block what our soul identity, which also lives at a heart level, desires to attract. So there's this conscious awareness. The visual is allowing us, so being able to see Venus travel across the front of the sun is allowing us that conscious connection of what we're attracting in our lives. And the message is love. Love has a stronger ability to attract, okay, in terms of what we desire to attract. If it's a pure love vibration, we attract it almost instantly. But if something is blocking that love vibration, like the opposite of love, which could be hate or it could be fear, okay, then we will attract that first. So it's really about flipping what you fear or what you think you don't like into, you know, a forgiveness energy or a balancing energy and focusing more on the love vibration. Kind of goes with that saying, love your neighbor or love your enemy, okay? Kind of love everything that's around you, even if you don't like it, because it's that love vibration that gives you that opportunity to heal what you don't like, or to forgive what it is that you don't like, which is huge in terms of the situations that we attract to our lives, the people that we will attract into our lives. So a lot of people made this all about relationships. And in some ways, yes, it is, but it's bigger than just relationships. It's about love, because Venus also rules our values and beliefs. And it's saying that we now need to act from a place of authenticity, right? Which is the heart chakra, a place of integrity, again, the heart chakra, and be those values and beliefs that we resonate with at a heart level. Make sense?
Absolutely. No, I think, you know, and Venus is about creativity. Like, it's all about what you love, not necessarily who you love, what you love,
what
everything.
You love. Yes.
It's about love.
Yeah. And it's opposite polarity, because Venus is in Gemini, okay? And the sun is in Gemini. So we're dealing with polar opposites here as well.
Was that significant that both Sun and Venus were, I guess they were conjunct?
They would have to be conjunct.
Okay, right.
They'd have to be in the same, they were in the exact same space. They'd lined up, and that's a conjunction. Right. Obviously not, you know, Venus didn't bump into the sun. They have their own orbit, but they aligned, which is what a conjunction is, an alignment. So in this particular one was, an eclipse, so like a Venus eclipse.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
We called it a transit, but let's call it what it is. It's an eclipse. So we had three eclipses in the last two less than 2.5 weeks.
Yes.
Because we just had a lunar eclipse on Monday, which was also in Gemini.
No, it was in Sagittarius.
Oh, that's right. That one was
the opposite energy of Gemini.
That's right.
Okay, so mirroring to us what it is that we need to release. Lunar eclipses are pure release energies. Whenever we release something, we embrace something new at the same time, right? So even though I focus on the release, it's usually because most people are aware of what they need to give up in order to bring in that new energy. Right? So it's about learning how to let go of something in order to embrace something new. And with lunar eclipses, there's a tendency for a lot of emotion. And with this particular one, there may have been a lot of verbal emotion. So a lot of communicating, not necessarily in a grounded way. It may have been ungrounded. It's different for everybody in how they choose to communicate, right? So with this particular eclipse, when we look at the Sagittarius energy of the lunar eclipse, which was on Monday, we're looking at tapping into our own personal truth, our higher truth. So what resonates with us and the knowledge that we have attained, not the information, but the knowledge, which is a different vibration than information. And, you know, a lot of people are communicating, oh, this is my truth, that is my truth, but they're not living it. And the lunar eclipse is saying, don't just communicate it, live it. Be your truth. Experience your truth in its full spectrum, okay? The ups and the downs of that truth. And honor it for yourself.
Right.
Right? Because a lot of people are just communicating their truth. They're not being it.
Right, right, right. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah. So this is an alignment around, like, recognize, if we look at the eclipse that transpired in the sign of Gemini 2 weeks ago, right? Recognize what your unconscious mind is communicating to you. And then in Sagittarius, be what it is you desire to be. Be that truth that you're communicating, not just from a conscious perspective, but also from an unconscious perspective. And then Venus popped out and said, just love it all.
Right.
Okay. Whether you like it or you don't like it, flip it into that love vibration. Right? And how you do that is unique to each individual. It's about taking what one may view a negative experience and flipping it into a positive experience.
Finding the gift.
Yeah.
Finding the gift in what, yes. In what has been a challenging gift. I'm trying to think, what has been the gift in my frozen shoulders? We're still working on that. I'm going to come up with it in the next little while, though, I'm sure.
How's recognizing how limitation and restriction can benefit you?
Really? Benefit me?
Well, I'm not saying the pain associated to it. I said, well, see, in order to build something, you must limit and restrict an idea.
Oh, you're talking about Saturn now.
Well, Saturn is limitation and restriction.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? So if you
she
have...
She likes to place things in astrology.
Well, and Saturn rules the muscular system. It rules the skeletal system and those things in the body that give us structure.
And when's Saturn moving out of?
October.
Okay, I can't go that long.
Out of Libra.
Cannot go that long. But, you know, getting out of Libra would be really nice.
Yes.
Really, really,
it's
really
the beginning
nice.
Of October, if that's a little more positive for you.
I'm not sure.
The end.
I'm not sure. We will be taking calls because... Nancy is our in-house astrologer. If you add in your date of birth, she doesn't have, we won't worry about that. Add in your date of birth. That'll be great. If you're going to go through instant message, just give us enough information so that we know what it is that you're wanting to know information about. We can be a little bit clearer. And if you want to call us now. The phone lines are open, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Yeah. It's been an interesting, I honestly, there's so many people that are going through stuff. Like, I honestly don't know anybody that's not had something traumatic go on this first half of the year.
Yeah.
And I have said to people that I really do feel that the second half of the year is going to be lighter and easier. Even though, that's the thing though, the people that are like this that are in the conspiracy aspect or the prophetic dark prophetic energies of 2012, you know, the 21.
Yeah, they may not.
Well, you know, try and flip that. Try and find, you know, the positives of that instead of focusing on the negatives and, you know, the end of the world stuff. I don't know anybody that actually believes it could be the end of the world. I think end of a cycle, end of, you know, the way that we've done things in the old, end of
the age of darkness.
The fear-based society, right?
It's the beginning of the age of light and the end of the age of darkness. And again, it's not limited to one day. It's a doorway. We've been entering the age of light for quite some time. Okay, there's just a real intensification this year, and it's being felt by everybody. So more and more people are becoming aware of light energy versus dark energy, right?
Yeah.
You know, it probably started 30 years ago, 40 years ago.
There are some that say it started in the 60s.
Right. But again, it's a vibration. It's an overlap. There's no beginning or end to a circle. It's continual.
Right.
Right. Somewhere the circle begins and somewhere it ends.
Right.
But it's not a specific point.
Yeah. It's the age of Aquarius that we're moving into. Right?
Yeah.
From the
yeah.
age of Pisces.
Yes.
Yes. It's a fascinating time. And like I said, we know that a lot of people are going through a lot of different things. Plus, we've got Venus in retrograde. And I don't know how that interferes or highlights or whatever when we had just had that, Venus transit. Like, I don't know what that means, the fact that it was also in retrograde. But certainly we do know that women are being impacted by Venus being in retrograde. And there is a lot of depression going on. So, you know, hold on.
There's a lot of really weird energy happening too.
Like, you know, really weird.
News, and I'm not a big news watcher. Okay. It's more like people are calling me and, oh my God, did you listen to this on the news? So I'm not a big news watcher, but there's like these really bizarre incidents,
incidents.
I can't even say the word.
Like the guy who chopped up the body parts and sent them
around.
Sent
across Canada. Yes.
Nice.
Or, you know, the shooting at the mall here in Toronto, right? Yeah. So, like, just really weird, weird things happening. And it's a combination of this energy.
Yeah.
The eclipses and learning how to release and let go. Okay, key, let go.
You know the best thing I heard about the guy that laid out all the bullets at the Eaton Center? Is that he was actually hired by the city for a children's camp the last 2 weeks.
Oh, nice.
Really? You know, this is a guy who's under house arrest. And apparently he's been looking after our kids. How awesome is that? However, that's just the craziness that's been going on.
Yeah. Bizarre things are happening.
Tara, if you can instant feedback us right away your date of birth, that will assist us it will assist Nancy in being able to connect in with your instant feedback. So if you could send that to us, that would be good. Otherwise, we will try and do it without, but we would prefer. So we'll wait until after the break.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, it's just been crazy. Like, I think a lot of people are experiencing a lot of different things. And I know that a lot of it has to do with our perception and how we have to see this shadow aspect. Part of it, I think, is to embrace, not so much to do the quick fix and to change. I think a part of us has to understand that, you know, that shadow aspect of us actually assists us to grow. It is part of our growth. It is part of who we are in this world, in this life.
Yes.
And I think it's just as important as the light aspects, but we're so quick to try and throw it away and to hide it and to put it in our unconscious. So I think it's been all sort of coming up for us to sort of look at, find a way to embrace and not do the quick fix. Because you know what? I don't know that the quick fix works. I've been working
There is no quick fix.
Well, that's it. But I mean, I've been working on abandonment like my whole adult life.
Yeah.
And I don't know that it's going to...
Yeah. If it's your soul lesson, you'll be working on it the rest of this lifetime.
But that's what I mean. Like, I don't think I'm here to heal it. I think I'm here to embrace it. Here to accept it as part of who I am.
Yeah.
Not that doesn't mean that for the rest of my life I have to be abandoned. It
no.
just means that there's an intricate lesson and an intricate aspect of who I am that is from this piece.
Correct. 100% correct. Right? Mm-hmm. And you can't ignore that
aspect
of yourself.
Right? You know what? That's the one thing I've learned.
Well, most people think the quick fix is denial.
Wow.
Okay, yeah. And they go right to, well, now I'm aware of the issue, therefore I don't need to give it any influence, any conscious influence. But what they're doing is just actually burying it deeper into their unconscious, which then allows Venus, the attractor, to say, I still need to heal this. I still need to keep this in my awareness, right? So it's not about making it aware and then trying to bury it again.
Yeah.
It's about holding it within your awareness. The difficult thing is, don't be stuck to the victim consciousness around it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's the big key.
Like, don't get stuck. Don't get stuck in it. Don't get stuck in the story. Don't get cut, completely stuck. Yeah. All right. So we're going to go to our first break. You are listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda and Lori Houston on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
A man decides after 70 years that what he goes there for is to unlock the door. Well, those around him criticize and sleep. Through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. No, we're never gonna survive unless we are a little crazy. Crazy. The people walking through my head. One of them's got a gun. Shoot the other one. And yet together they were friends at school.
Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today we have Nancy Arruda. Nancy is with us every first and third Wednesday of the month, although next month it's going to be the second and fourth, but we'll deal with that next month. And you can find more about Nancy at her website, which is universalsky.com. All right, so we're going to take our first caller, then we have a couple of instant feedbacks right away. We've got Jill from Illinois. Hi, Jill.
Hi.
Jill, you keep calling with us with things that you're wanting to fight about. What's that all about?
I know, you're right.
I know. And we keep telling you, you got, and now it's just getting bigger.
I know.
It's getting bigger. You got to stop fighting, hon, because the more you hold this fighting, angry energy,
the bigger it's going to get.
The bigger and bigger. It's just going to keep getting bigger. So something next is going to happen with somebody in your family or somebody, like, it's going to be something, you know, like, you got to look at what happened yesterday with the Venus transit and find a way to love. It didn't start out this way. So I'm going to say, you know, you got to look at the disappointments in your life and the things that have been really, you know, pulling you down and making you want to fight the bigger fight and to keep fighting and to look at, you know, the anger and I'm going to say betrayal and depression that you've been going through and just learn to find a way to love that. Learn to find a way to, you know, find the gift in all of this. Find, you know, what has been sort of feeding your soul, not the dark part of it, because that dark aspect of it is really the shadow that is, you know, really pushing you to come up to something else. But so find that light within all of these situations that are, you know, helping you to heal and become who you are. But Nancy, what are you picking up?
Okay, I got a question for Jill first.
Okay.
What's your birthday?
12/17/1960.
Okay. So she's going to be 51, coming up. Yeah, so she's in her trend.
It's interesting because, like, I too am a Sag, so I can totally relate to your Sagittarian, you know, let's express our passion. And in this particular case, the passion is the children and fighting for the truth of
first
the children.
First it was the animals. So first it was, you know, working for the, okay, now you're
okay.
Into that.
So it's those little people or those little things that you feel as though you need to protect. Okay.
Right.
And fighting for that truth. But I want you to go back. I want you to go back much farther to when you were a little person. And to when you felt as though some large institution took advantage of you in some way, shape, or form. So it could have been the educational society. It could have been the medical community. It could have been anything. Okay. But just like.
It was my parents. It was my whole family. And they're still dysfunctional. My parents are dead. I still don't have, you know, I'm 51 years old and my sister's still, they're still treating me like they did when I was a kid.
Okay. You're not a kid anymore, but there's a part of you that's re-experiencing that pain of when you were a child.
Right.
And this happens between the age of 49 and a half and 51. It's a little different for everybody depending on the orbit of your Chiron return. And you're being asked to heal those issues that you had felt like you were being taken advantage of or bullied or mistreated in some way, shape, or form. And you're being asked to heal those issues. Fighting.
And then they don't take any responsibility for anything. It's always my fault.
But it's, you know what? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You can't make somebody else take responsibility. You can only take responsibility for what you feel. And in this particular case, yes, you feel as though you're being mistreated. Or, you know, children or those little people are being mistreated. And
right.
You can speak on their behalf, but do not express your pain on their behalf. That's your pain, not theirs. The dynamic is a little bit different this time around. Only because you're seeing it through your pain as you experienced it, you're making it bigger than what
right.
it is. Right? So, you know, heal the child within you by, yes, assisting the little people that you're helping now. And I don't know why I keep calling them little people, because it's not always people, is it? It's animals, too. And I think
right.
that's why. So I want to say those things that, you know, you may see as helpless and unable to defend themselves. Right.
Right.
So, yes, stand up for your belief, but know that any decisions that come through are going to be in the benefit of everybody involved. You may not like the decision. So you may like say this individual is not in the best representation. If the masses say, yes, they are, then you need to accept that. And you need to embrace that, you know, it's not about the person, that's in the position. It's
about
more
pain.
About your own pain.
Yeah.
Right.
And heal your own pain. Right? So, and you can do that through being the voice for the little people or the animals, okay? But don't project your pain forward. Allow you being a grounded, stable voice without fighting, okay? The ability to heal your past pain.
I also, like, this city is very toxic, and I'm also an empath, and sometimes I think it's not even my stuff.
Yeah, that's difficult.
But you know what? It is always, though, your stuff. We can be an empath, but the only reason it triggers us is because it is our stuff.
It's connected to your stuff.
It may not be what you see from them, it's how it's connected to you, but it's always our stuff. Right? Like Ho'oponopono, we have to take full 100% responsibility for everything we see within us, everything we see around us. It is us because we're all one. So in that sense, everything is us. So, you know, if you find Ho'oponopono like beneficial, you know, thank you, I love you, I'm sorry, you know, please forgive me.
And forgive yourself.
And forgive yourself.
Yeah. And if you find, because what I find works on those days where I feel empathically drained, because there are days where you have more endurance than other days.
Right.
I'm going to give you a little stone magic here. Get some Labradorite. Labradorite will help strengthen your aura so that you can keep your energy for you. And it won't leak as much. Okay. So it's fairly inexpensive. You can get a bracelet or something, wear it up on your skin.
What does it look like?
It is a green stone that has like a rainbow or reflective quality to it.
Okay.
Okay. And again, fairly inexpensive. Or you can get a charm for your necklace. Just make sure it touches your skin because it just brings that conscious awareness that you are holding your outer shield for yourself and not to absorb excessive amounts from others.
Okay,
so but stop fighting this fight because you're just draining yourself, honey, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. You take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so let's go to Tara, who did send us her date of birth. Thank you, Tara. And, okay, so this year, so she's letting us know that this year's been a little bit challenging. She's lost her 7-year relationship to her boyfriend. Her best friend of 16 years is moving to the opposite end of the United States. She's currently looking for a job. I don't get that you're actually unemployed, but that you're certainly not happy where you are. When are things going to start to become stable? And we may just get onto this and have to go on break and answer it when we come back from break. But let's see what we got here. If you want to start.
Okay. Well, I can mention what I get from her current
date of birth.
Astrological configurations. And that is, welcome to your Saturn return.
Uh-huh.
You're just ahead of your Saturn return. And some people will feel it before the actual hit date or experience it in a wider spectrum versus a more direct hit. So as you approach this energy, you're being very, very aware of those things that you view limiting and restricting. With Saturn being in the sign of relationships currently, and you're seeing it more through your relationship spectrum. So you're seeing that your friend moving across, you know, the country to the opposite corner as, you know, a limitation and restriction within your relationship. Know that, yes, in terms of interacting with them physically or seeing them on a physical level, like so doing things together and being with one another. It does not mean that you need to stop the communications with that relationship.
Right?
And there's many, you know, cost-effective ways to communicate with people nowadays.
Especially nowadays.
Yeah.
Skype.
Yeah. Skype is one of them. You know, you can get some great long-distance plans, that kind of thing. So don't let it limit your relationships in terms of communication. Because what we're going to be learning from this point forward is, how do we communicate?
Yeah, right. Then it's going into Gemini? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, Jupiter's going into Gemini.
Oh, right.
So there's communication growth and lessons around communications.
Right.
But not so much the limiting and restricting ones. It's ways that we can open up that avenue.
Right.
So in terms of the relationship ending,
we're going to go to break and we'll answer that when we come back. All right. So we're going to break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. We have Nancy Rooted today. Nancy is from UniversalSky.com and is my in-house astrologer. So when you're sending us or calling us, please, if you send an instant feedback, be very clear about what you want, but send us your date of birth. And if you're calling, obviously, we'd like your date of birth as well. You can give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And you're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
Discover your spirit. Listen to Spirit Guide Radio, where leading spiritual experts serve as guides to nourish your soul every weeknight from 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Heidi Hollis, The Outlander, The Zodiac Girls with Solaris, Laura, and Kira. Ask Dr. Doug with Dr. Doug Lehrer. Life by Number with Celeste, Laura Lee's Spirit Salon, and Your Reiki Journey with Heidi Harrison. Spiritually speaking, radio for the soul. Spirit Guide Radio on New Sky Radio. New horizons, no boundaries.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. Oh, no, this is Intuitive Soul. It's not Intuitive Soul and Friends. This is Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda. And Lori Houston. Nancy is with us every first and third, although, again, next month it's going to be a little bit different. However, that's okay. We're good. We were dealing with Tara.
Tara. Yes. And I was just about to get into her relationship that ended.
Yes.
And it ended at the seven-year mark, which is very, very interesting because that, too, is connected to a Saturn influence. The seventh year in any relationship is a make it or break it year. People often refer to it as the seven-year itch, right? When we have a desire to escape our relationship and our learnings around relationships. So I want to say, because what I'm feeling with this particular vibration is it's really beneficial for you to let go of this relationship. So it doesn't matter like who ended the relationship. You're in a good place in terms of letting it go. So just let it go. I think the difficult energy is the Venus retrograde, because you may be feeling a sense of rejection or abandonment around it, which can then, you know, amplify through the any types of depression or anything along those lines. But I want you to flip it into something great. It's allowing you to be more independent for yourself. Okay. So tap into your own leadership abilities in terms of what you desire in a relationship, because what you desired 7 years ago is not what you desire now.
She is giving, she's giving you all of the things I just told her over break that were mine.
Okay. So now I'll let Lori take over since I just shared all her stuff, but it's the same thing.
We're going to say we both agree on this completely.
Sorry, I didn't mean to take the spotlight.
Okay. No, no problem. Not a problem. I'm not quite sure what I'm going to say now. No, no, seriously, Tara, really, it is definitely, it may not feel it right now, but it is definitely going to be a much more complete and beneficial relationship that's coming into you, to you in the next little while. I'm not sure exactly when, but I do feel that another relationship's coming. Just everything that you're going through, just know that it just meant that, like, everything in your life is changing. And I know that change can be kind of scary sometimes, but change is good. And it takes away this kind of edge that we've been kind of working through. But for you, change is going to be very beneficial. So just, you know, open your heart, allow new things to come to you. Don't get so caught up in, you know, what has gone to pass, but yeah, open up to new people. That is Nancy's. She's written me a note just, you know, to give me something since she took all of mine. but yeah, like I know that you feel like, I know right now you're actually feeling betrayed. You're feeling, you know, abandoned. You want to actually talk and work things out. It's let it go just because what's coming to you is going to be so much better. Allow your own intuition to sort of guide you right now. Your heart is speaking to you. And even though you weren't listening to it, it definitely made sure that this ended the way it did, because it could have gotten a lot worse. You would not have been happy. Your friendship, you know, friends, you again, be open to new people, because there are beneficial people coming into your life in the next little while that you're, you know, things are just going to change. It's just as we grow and evolve, things change, and just allow that change to sort of take place, because in your future is, you know, be the fool, have complete faith and trust, and just keep taking those steps. Take the steps under complete faith and trust that everything will be perfectly divine as it always is. So we certainly feel for you, and I know that it feels like, you know, the end of the world, but things are going to be okay. Promise. It's going to be better than okay. Just be really open to things coming. Did you want to add anything, Nancy?
No.
Okay. All right. Good. So we'll move on to, is it Christy?
Christy.
She wants to know if there's any love or marriage coming to her soon. She wanted to know if there's any love or marriage coming to her soon. She's not dating anyone, but her intuition tells her that there's something to look forward to soon. Okay. All right, boy, we're getting lots of instant feedbacks. We will probably not be able to take them all, but Nancy will be back on Monday. So if you want to join our show on Monday, we may be able to answer the ones that we don't get through to today.
Yes.
All right. Okay, so...
Well, I think everything is exciting, and you always feel that new energy when you're going from, you know, a 9 age to a 0 age. So to me, that in itself is exciting, embracing that new vibration that's coming up. So yeah, you can feel the new energy coming in.
Yeah. And you know, sometimes, the new energy, like don't like, let's completely open ourselves up, because a lot of the times when we want something new to come into our lives, and I know somebody, tried to call us, on Monday about this, and I made a comment. I didn't realize that that was going to make them hang up. But the answer was, of course, yes, there is something coming into your life. The thing that we wanted to caution on was don't be too rigid. Like don't be too attached. But we've all sort of recreate love from our past. Always, that's what we think love is, and often love has abuse in it and a betrayal and abandonment and all sorts of lovely things that have nothing to do with love, but we kind of become addicted to that, that feeling of pain, even though that's not what we're thinking of when we're thinking of falling in love and moving into a new relationship. So what I encourage you to do, because I see a lot of conflict in your past relationships, what I encourage you to do is sort of find a way to let go of the past. Find a way to change your interpretations of what love is. Invite the divine within you to give you a new definition of love. Invite the divine to download, if I could say, a new definition of love. Because what you don't want is to attract someone that is the same as you've attracted in the past. And I think a lot of us are going through something like that, and I think that's maybe why these energies are so intense right now. I know that I've been feeling a relationship coming for a while now, and I also knew that something wasn't going to be happening to the summer. I'm like, why would it be taking so long? Did I know that I was going to get frozen shoulders and be completely incapacitated for, you know, several months? No, but, you know, you have to be open, and in that time, you know, I've learned how to heal some of the aspects around abandonment. Again, not heal them, but embrace them, learn to accept them so that I don't have to re-experience them in the same way, but yet still embrace that aspect of who that makes me as a person. So I'm going to say change what you've been hoping for. And just be completely, just change your whole perspective around that and let the divine sort of guide you in what love has the capacity to be.
Very well said.
Ah.
I'm like, okay, is she telepathically jumping into my brain? No, I'm kidding.
We're working together today.
We are. We're in sync. Okay. So yes, I very much in alignment with what Lori said, as well as open up to the potential of it being more than what you can expect in terms of your definition of the past. Right. So kind of see if you can totally let go and heal that definition of the past in terms of embracing any new potentials. Start with loving yourself first. Take yourself out on a date. Okay. See if you are happy just being with you. And the moment that you can embrace that dynamic, that's the moment you're ready to embrace somebody else who can share that dynamic with you.
I wonder what a date with me would be like.
Yeah, it's a really good, good thing to try. A date with me is a day by the lake.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so I actually
like
going
thinking,
to the lake.
I was thinking, what restaurant would I want to go to? I'd rather probably just go get a steak, put it on my barbecue, you know.
Have a nice romantic dinner for one at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice bottle of wine.
And that's what
candles.
I like going to the lake and just sitting there and staring at the water and watching the birds and you know, watching the leaves blow in the trees. And okay, so it might not be everybody else's definition of the perfect date, but that's like my perfect date with me. Just chilling by the water.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm good doing it. Like I don't need anybody else there with me. The moment somebody else is there, it's a distraction.
Right.
Right. So try going out on a date with you first, falling in love with yourself in a new way first, and then open up to receiving that relationship.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to go to break. If you have any questions, again, we've probably gotten as many as we could possibly deal with today, although we may still have to hold some over till Monday. But we will, Nancy will be back on Monday, which is our show called Voices of Soul, because Jean Adrian's away. She will be with us on Monday, so you can join us at 1 p.m. Monday. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Ruta from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Hi, I'm Neil deGrasse Tyson, astrophysicist and host of Star Talk Radio. Join me every week where I have celebrity guests, experts, and comedic co-hosts, where our task is to bring the universe down to Earth.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Nancy Aruda from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul. Nancy can be found on the web, well, I've already said it, universalsky.com. She's with us every first and third, but this month we've got her on Monday, and then we have her also on the last Wednesday of the month. So we've got lots of opportunities to connect with Nancy, and I know that people are going through a lot of things, and it looks like love seems to be the focus, which is clearly understandable with all that's going on.
Correct.
Especially astrologically and everything. Now, we did have an instant feedback where they wanted to know that stone.
That stone, right. So the stone is labradorite, and it's spelled L-A-B.
As in Bob.
As in Bob. So L-A-B-A-D.
As in door.
O-R-I-T-E. All right. Labradorite.
There you go. All right. So our next instant feedback is Marie. And Marie is looking for love. Now, Marie, you go ahead, because, Nance, we're in a significant time, and I know that it's important to talk about, so you go ahead.
Okay, I'll go first. approaching your second Saturn return, okay, which is really about embracing, like, you've been the adult for so long, now you need to have a playful vibration with that adult-type energy, which is why there may be that desire for love. I'm going to say, I'm getting this feeling that there's the potential for love, like, right with you right now. Or that playful energy. So I get it's kind of there. It's just about being really, really creative with it and opening up to that creative energy, okay? There's also a sense of, you know, letting go of somebody in the past as well. So it's hard to say. If you got two on the go, pick one, have fun. If you're letting go of one of them, let go of them. So if you've already came to the conclusion that this current relationship or fling or whatever's going on is done, let it go.
And if you're confused, there's probably somebody in your life that you haven't let go of that is holding on to your energy and is restricting you from.
Right.
Yes.
And that could be what I'm picking up on.
Could
right.
Be. Yeah.
So it's along those lines, somewhere tying within that. So I want to say you need to be a leader within your own life. So figure out what it is that you love within your life and pursue that. Don't make it about somebody else. Make it about you.
That's good advice. Yeah, I see that there's, like, I see you looking, there's something about wanting things to happen really quickly, and you've sort of planted the seeds. You know that you're looking for love. You know that you want to have a healthier, more balanced love in your life. But again, there's something about letting go of someone from the past. Like, it's almost like the, you know, the one you feel that got away. There's something about that energy you're trying to recreate, or you just haven't been able to let go. Shift that, please, because that's not, you're just going to recreate what you, you know. And I love the playful aspect. You know, we take everything so seriously. Start playing. I mean, we need to play more. We all need to play more. Look at how a relationship will complement your life in every area, not just about your relationship. So look at your life more as like an open book and how they sort of all fit together in a way. And then just get out of your way. Let it happen. It's going to happen quicker than you think. But you got to get out of your way. All right. I think that's good.
Good.
All right. So, Marie, let us know what happens. We are going to try and finish off with Chris. I know, eh? Okay, come back here. All right. Sorry about that. Chris, we were working with you. Yes, your work life and romantic life has been quite stressful, and you just want to know if we can shed some light on either become... whether either will become more pleasant. I'm going to say that, you know, this past 2 years have been difficult for a lot of people. And I, you know, I certainly hear where you're coming from. So, Nance, what are you getting?
A lot of lessons being learned in terms of spiritual or soul development. Okay, and typically when we are learning soul lessons, from the human perspective, it does seem extremely difficult. So I'm getting that the dynamic that you've been experiencing over the last couple of years is very connected to your own personal karma and what you're here to learn and evolve through. But, you know, you've gone through the Saturn return, you're embracing this new dynamic. So it's like you really need to tap into what do I want to do, because you're in this place right now of being able to initiate that. So I need you to look with your eyes but also look with your heart around what do you desire, because you have not defined it. And until you define it, you won't be able to get out of. It's kind of like the little black hole that you're in, okay? And that may seem like too dark of a word to use, but that's how I'm seeing it. So because, like, it's the moment you define what it is that you want and then start acting towards that definition, there's the potential to go to places that you would view as happier.
I actually see a partnership coming around, but I also see choices that you're going to be making. So there's going to be a lot of stuff happening. I mean, we sort of talked about change earlier. Change is not easy, but it's necessary. And you're just going through this huge growth period in your life. Like, it's just this big change. And wherever it's going to take you on the other end is going to be someplace quite different from where you're at right now. So the choices you're going to make. So it's really all about your choices. And don't settle. Like, don't go back into, you know, the relationship patterns of the past. And I think that's going to be a choice that you're going to look at. And I think also your work is the same. Like, the relationship patterns that you've held in the past are just coming up to be changed completely. And I think with Saturn finally leaving Libra, which is all about relationships, will help you in October. I think the summer can be less stressful. I do think the second half of the year is going to be less stressful. It's just a matter of you having the courage to sort of make the tough choices and decisions, and being really open to love coming in every area of your life, just as open as possible. And I think things are going to change, honey.
Yeah. and I did get the relationship energy too. Just don't be dependent on the relationship. Don't wait for the relationship to happen. Start making those changes for yourself now.
Start making the changes and start being happy now. Like, don't wait to be happy. You know, don't think that you're not going to be happy till you're in a relationship. Be happy now. And I know it's not always easy. And, like, we're talking to a person who's been in extreme pain for the last few months. So, you know, being happy now is not always easy. And we understand that. So this is going to be the conclusion of our show. If you have more questions, Nancy will be back with us on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, Sky Radio. Nancy's from Universal Sky. May love and grace be your guides to creating the life you desire. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.